This land is your land. This land is my land. From California, well, to the New York Island. From the Redwood Forest to the Gulfstream waters, I tell ya, this land was made for you and me.
This is what I get in return for 30 years of service for my company, and they send some yo-yo like you in here to try to tell me that I'm out of a job. They should be telling you you're out of a job.
You have a lot of gall coming in here and firing your number one producer, and then you're going to go home tomorrow and make more money than you've ever made in your life, and I'm going to go home without a paycheck. Fuck you.
I guess you leave me dumbfounded. I don't know where this is coming from. How am I supposed to go back as a man and explain this to my wife that I lost my job?
On a stress level, I've heard that losing a job is like a death in the family. But personally, I feel more like the people I worked with were my family and I died.
I can't afford to be unemployed. I have a house payment. I have children.
I don't know how you can live with yourself, but I'm sure that you'll find a way while the rest of us are suffering.
Who the fuck are you, man?
Excellent question. Who the fuck am I? Poor Steve has worked here for 7 years. He's never had a meeting with me before, or passed me in the hall, or told me a story in the break room. And that's because I don't work here. I work for another company that lends me out to pussies like Steve's boss who don't have the balls to sack their own employees, and in some cases for good reason. Because people do crazy shit when they get fired.
Did I do something wrong? I mean, is there something I can do differently here?
This is not an assessment of your productivity. You gotta try not to take this personally. Steven, I want you to review this pack. Take it seriously. I think you're gonna find a lot of good answers in here.
I'm sure this is gonna be very helpful. A packet. Thank you.
Well, anybody who ever built an empire or changed the world sat where you are right now. And it's because they sat there they were able to do it. That's the truth. I'm going to need your key card. Great. Okay. Now, just take the day. Go get together your personal things, and then tomorrow, you get yourself some exercise. You go out for a jog, you give yourself some routines, and pretty soon you find your legs.
How do I get in touch with you?
Don't worry, we'll be in touch with you soon. This is just the beginning. I'll never see Steve again. To know me is to fly with me. This is where I live. When I run my card, the system automatically prompts the desk clerk to greet me with this exact statement.
Pleasure to see you again, Mr. Bingham.
It's these kinds of systemized friendly touches that keep my world in orbit. Probably hate about traveling, the recycled air, the artificial lighting, the digital juice dispensers, the cheap sushi, the warm reminders that I'm home.
Do you want the canister?
The what?
Do you want the canister?
The cancer.
The can, sir?
Oh, no, I'm fine, thank you. How much does your life weigh? Imagine for a second that you're carrying a backpack. I want you to feel the straps on your shoulders. You feel them? I want you to pack it with all the stuff that you have in your life. You start with the little things, the things on shelves and the drawers and the knickknacks, collectibles. Feel the weight as that adds up. You start adding larger stuff, clothes, tabletop appliances, lamps, linens, your TV. Backpack should be getting pretty heavy now. You go bigger. Your couch, your bed, your kitchen table. You stuff it all in there. Your car, get it in there. Your home, whether it's a studio apartment or a two-bedroom house, I want you to stuff it all into that backpack. Now try to walk. It's kind of hard, isn't it? This is what we do to ourselves on a daily basis. We weigh ourselves down until we can't even move. And make no mistake, moving is living. Now, I'm going to set that backpack on fire. What do you want to take out of it? Photos? Photos are for people who can't remember. Drink some ginkgo and let the photos burn. In fact, let everything burn and imagine waking up tomorrow with nothing. It's kind of exhilarating, isn't it?
Welcome back, Mr. Bingham.
Brian Bingham's office.
Get me in a Dodge Stratus in Kansas City.
They're completely out of all full-size sedans.
Did you try this?
Yes, I reminded them of your remarkable number one Gold Club status in years in the program. They are literally moving mountains to see you in a Sebring.
Fair enough. Any other messages?
Your sister Kara called. Needs to speak urgently about your sister's wedding. I told her you were midair, and not even I knew your final destination.
Well done.
And you got an invitation to speak at Gold Quest in Vegas.
Gold Quest 20?
Every once in a while, I do speaking engagements. Motivational kind of stuff. But Gold Quest? We're talking major Tony Robbins shit.
It's got a hologram on it. They're calling it Dos Equis.
All right, I'll check in.
Oh, hold on, I've got Craig Gregory for you.
Wait, no. Fuck.
I was my little road warrior.
Hey, 20 minutes from boarding into a world of bliss.
Real good numbers out of Phoenix for a guy. And you know that Big Auto is about to cut another 10K before the end of the month?
No kidding.
Yeah. Christmas came early. I wish I could have you in about five places at once, but I do need you back here in Omaha by the end of the week, all right?
I thought you needed me everywhere.
Yeah, well, you know, we got something real big here, real game changer.
What are we talking about here?
You'll see. Today, I took my first crap in 2 weeks. Hallelujah.
That's me hanging up on you.
Great. Love that sound.
You satisfied with Maestro?
Yeah, I am.
A little stingy with their miles. I like Hertz.
Hertz keeps its vehicles too long. If a car has over 20,000 miles, I won't drive it.
Maestro doesn't instant checkout. I like to park and go.
Hertz doesn't guarantee navigation.
It's funny. You don't seem like a girl who needs directions.
I hate asking for directions. That's why I get an app.
That new outfit, Colonial, isn't bad.
Is that a joke?
Yes.
Because their kiosk placement blows.
Yeah, they never have available upgrades.
Basically, it's a fleet of shit boxes. I don't know how they're still in business.
I'm Ryan.
I'm Alex.
Oh, Maplewood card. How dare you bring that into this palace?
Hilton offers equal value and better food, but the Maplewood gives that one cookies at check-in.
Well, they got to do with the cookies.
Yeah, I'm a sucker for simulated hospitality.
Yeah, there's an industry term for that. It's a mixture of faux and homey. Foamy.
Oh, my God. I wasn't sure these actually existed. This is the American Airlines
that... Yeah, it's the concierge key, yeah.
What is that? Carbon fiber?
Graphite.
Oh, I love the weight.
I was pretty excited the day that bad boy came in.
Yeah, I'll say. I put up pretty pedestrian numbers. 60,000 a year domestic.
That's not bad.
Don't patronize me. What's your total?
That's a personal question.
Oh, please.
Well, we hardly know each other.
Oh, come on, show some hubris. Come on, impress me. Oh, I bet it's huge.
You have no idea.
Ah, how big? What is it, this big? This big?
I don't want to brag.
Oh, come on. Come on.
Let's just say I have a number in mind. I haven't hit it yet.
This is pretty fucking sexy.
Hope it doesn't cheapen our relationship.
We're two people who get turned on by elite status. I think cheap is our starting point.
There's nothing cheap about loyalty.
So, we came up with this master plan, which was for me to put gauze, to put bandages on both my hands. And then we got onto the plane, transatlantic, flying to Zurich, walked up, waited until it was dark, and walked up to the bathroom with her. Everybody was watching the movie, and I was like, opened up, went inside. She opened the door for me and came in like she was going to help me, and then, you know, we gave it our best shot. It wasn't great, but it was fun. It was tricky.
Give me some details.
Well, it's not so easy. Have you ever tried it? It's not so easy.
Yes, I have.
Really?
Really.
You've done that?
I have done that.
On a transatlantic flight?
Yeah, on a domestic flight. Yeah, regional, actually.
Hmm. Like nighttime?
No, like daytime. You know what?
I mean, how do you do that?
Oh, I'm really flexible.
Oh. I should throw these out.
We can always use that room with the ice machine.
There it was. Good call on that towel rack.
I like how you burritoed me in the sofa cushions.
I was improvising.
Shame we didn't make it to the closet.
Mm. We got to do this again.
Oh, yeah.
All right, I'm in Newark on the 12th, Modesto on the 13th, Oklahoma City on the 15th.
Any Southwest? I'll be swinging by Albuquerque week of the 16th.
No, but I'll be in Florida on the 20th.
Fort Lauderdale?
Miami.
That's nothing.
40 minutes.
I should probably go back to my room so I can wake up in my bed.
I think that would be the ladylike thing to do. Nice meeting you.
Pleasure.
Every family has the one person who keeps the genealogy in check. That's my sister Kara, the glue.
Fine. You and the kids?
Missy's outstanding. Matthew made varsity. How's the road?
Couldn't be better.
Good. So, Ryan?
Yeah?
I didn't even want to have to ask you this because I know how you are about doing things for others, but we're coming up on 3 weeks to go to Julie's wedding, and there's something we could really use your help on.
Yeah?
We've been sending people these kits so they can print out photos of Julie and Jim on cardboard and then take photos of them in interesting places, kind of like that gnome in the French movie.
Why?
Because it's Julie's wedding and she thinks it would be fun. Does it matter why?
How is Julie?
Would you call her? She thinks you've turned to butter. You're awfully isolated the way you live.
Isolated? I'm surrounded.
So your assistant said you were going to be in Vegas.
Did he?
Can you get a photo of the cutout in front of the Luxor Pyramid?
Place is a shithole. Nobody stays there.
Jesus, Ryan, I'm not asking you to check in. Can you just take a stupid photo?
I'll try my best.
Thank you for trying your best.
Last year, I spent 322 days on the road, which means I had to spend 43 miserable days at home.
Started seeing somebody.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Great.
Hey, it's good to see you.
You too.
Seems like it's been a while this time.
Okay. I'm thrilled that everyone's back under one roof. Welcome home, boys. I know there's been a lot of whispering about why we're here, so let me jump right in. Retailers are down 20%. Auto industry is in the dump. Housing market doesn't have a heartbeat. It is one of the worst times on record for America. This is our moment. Now, last summer, we received a dynamite young woman here from Cornell,
And she had some pretty big ideas that she challenged me with, and my first reaction was, who does this kid think that she is? But after I gave it a listen, she really knocked me out. So with a peek into our future, Natalie Keener.
If there's one word I want to leave you with today, it's this.
Glocal.
Global. Our global must become local. This company keeps 23 people on the road at least 250 days a year. It's expensive and it's inefficient. When I came to Craig 3 months ago with this, he told me, and quite astutely, it's only a problem if you have a solution. Well, today I stand before you with just that. You all know Ned in reception. Today I'm going to fire Ned. Sorry, Ned. I'm sure HR will hire you back this afternoon.
We'll see about that.
Now, Ned could be any employee in any one of our clients' locations worldwide. Strategy packets would be shipped in advance. Ned would be given a seat and find one of our transition specialists waiting for him. Mr. Laskin, the reason we're having this conversation is your position is no longer available.
I don't understand. I'm fired?
Hearing the words you've been let go is never easy. Change is always scary, but consider the following. Anybody who ever built an empire or changed the world sat where you are now, and it's because they sat there that they were able to do it.
My fucking line.
Well, what happens now?
This is the first step of a process that will end with you in a new job that fulfills you.
Yeah, but how does it work?
I want you to take the packet in front of you. Review it. All the answers you're looking for are inside. Start filling out the necessary information, and before you know it, you'll be on your way to new opportunities. Now, Ned, I need you to go back to your desk and start putting together your things. As a favor to me, I'd appreciate it if you didn't spread the news just yet. Panic doesn't help anyone.
I understand.
Give it up for Ned. You can start the morning in Boston, stop in Dallas over lunch, and finish the day in San Francisco. All for the price of a T1 line. Our inflated travel budget is eviscerated by 85%. And more importantly, to you guys on the road, no more Christmases in a hotel in Tulsa, no more hours lost to weather delays. You get to come home.
Tell me you're not taking this seriously.
That's why we brought the entire company in from the road, because we're not taking this seriously.
There is a methodology to what I do. There's a reason why it works.
Coke and IBM have been doing this for years, all right? You familiar with them? And just like anything else, you know, it's going to take a few months of sort of transition, and then everybody's going to settle in.
Who are you taking off the road?
How are you not getting this? You're grounded. Everybody's grounded. It's done.
What we do here is brutal, and it does leave people devastated, but there is a dignity to the way I do it.
Like stabbing them in the chest instead of the back. Is that right?
You wanted to see me?
Well,
Yeah, you know what? Yeah, come on in. Come on in here.
Great job.
Thank you. How's everyone taking it?
Great. Listen, I admire your zeal, and I think you have some very good ideas, but you know nothing about the realities of my industry. You can set up an iChat, but you don't know how people think.
Actually, I minored in psychology.
Nice. Okay, kiddo, fire me.
Ryan.
Well, listen, she's going to be doing this on a regular basis. Don't you want to know if she can fire somebody?
She's fired Ned.
My dog can fire Ned. Fire me.
You don't need to do this.
No, it's okay. I got this. Mr. Bingham, I regret to inform you that your position at this company is no longer available.
Hmm. Who the hell are you?
My name is Ms. Keener. I'm here today to discuss your future.
My future? The only one who could fire me is Craig Gregory.
Mr. Gregory hired me to handle this for him.
Handle what? Handle me? Mr. Gregory hired me. He's the only one who could fire me. You know what? I'm going to go talk to him.
Mr. Bingham.
No. You can't follow me. You're on a computer screen, remember?
Ryan.
All right, let's try this again. Fire me again.
I just did.
Actually, you didn't. Fire me.
That's enough. I think we get it.
Mr. Bingham, yeah? I'm here today to inform you that your position is no longer available.
I'm fired?
Yes, you're fired.
Never say fired.
You've been let go.
Why?
This is a mythical situation. How could I possibly know why?
Why doesn't matter. You never know why.
It's important not to focus on the why and rather to spend your energy thinking about your future.
Well, I'm going to spend my energy on suing you unless you give me a good reason why you're firing me.
Mr. Bingham, the reason's not important.
So you're firing me without grounds. Now I really have a lawsuit.
I get what you're trying to say, Ryan.
Don't take this personally, Mr. Bingham.
Personally? This is the most personal situation that you are ever going to enter. So before you try to revolutionize my business,
I'd like to know that you actually know my business.
It's a hell of a way to welcome her to the team.
Am I the only one that sees that by doing this, we're making ourselves irrelevant?
No, frankly, we're making you irrelevant.
Nice.
Don't blame me. Blame the high fuel costs. Blame insurance premiums. Blame technology. You know, you better watch yourself. You're a little too young to become a dinosaur.
I'm not a dinosaur.
I want you to show her the ropes.
What do I know what goes on here? Get Ferguson to do it.
I'm not talking about here.
No.
Yeah. Come on, you're very, very confident this girl doesn't know what she's doing, so...
Well, I'm sorry. I don't think a MySpace page qualifies you to rewire an entire company.
Well, then great. Here's your chance. Go out there. Show her the magic. Take her through the paces.
I'm not a fucking tour guide. Now, here we go.
Bingham, here's the boat. And here's you. Do you want to be in the boat?
Yeah, alone.
We're ringing the bell. We're rounding everybody up. You want to stay out there a little bit longer, you're welcome to do it, but you will not be alone, okay? You let me know.
Follow me.
I really like my luggage.
That's exactly what it is. It's luggage. You know how much time you lose by checking in?
I don't know. 5-10 minutes.
35 minutes a flight. I travel 270 days a year. That's 157 hours. That makes 7 days. You willing to throw away an entire week on that? I'm gonna need that. They have neck pillows on the plane. They have better ones there. I can do this.
I'll meet you at security.
Thank you. Bingo. Asians.
You can't be serious.
You never get behind people traveling with infants. I've never seen a stroller collapse in less than 20 minutes. Old people are worse. Their bodies are littered with hidden metal, and they never seem to appreciate how little time they have left on Earth. There you go. 5 words, randomly selected for additional screening. Asians. They pack light, travel efficiently, and they got a thing for slip-on shoes. God love them.
That's racist.
I'm like my mother. I stereotype. It's faster.
I'm building a workflow of firing techniques. Questions and responses, actions and reactions. It's a script taking you through the steps of firing someone.
Who's it for?
Well, theoretically, you could put it in the hands of anyone and they'd be downsizing immediately. All you have to do is follow the steps.
Natalie, what is it you think we do here?
We prepare the newly unemployed for the emotional and physical hurdles of job hunting while minimizing legal blowback.
That's what we're selling. It's not what we're doing.
Okay. What are we doing?
We are here to make limbo tolerable, to ferry wounded souls across the river of dread until a point where hope is dimly visible. And then to stop the boat, shove them in the water, and make them swim.
That was really impressive. You gonna put that in your book?
I gotta grab this. I'll meet you at the car rental.
Okay.
Hey, I was hoping I'd hear from you.
I'm in Hotlanta. I need a rib joint recommend bad.
Fat Matt's. Bring a bib.
You never called.
Well, I wasn't sure what was appropriate.
Appropriate? Ryan, I'm not some waitress you banged in a snowstorm.
That word has no place in our vocabulary.
I'm the woman that you don't have to worry about.
This sounds like a trap.
Listen. The next time that you're worried about manners, don't. If you want to call, call. Just think of me as yourself, only with a vagina.
When am I going to see you?
Well, I'm out of Hartsfield into IAD with a connection at ORD into SDF.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, tell me about it.
How long's your layover? They got multiples into SDF. Think you could push?
Yeah, I can push.
All you have to do today is watch and listen. When I talk about a strategy packet, hand them one of those.
Sounds great.
So although I wish I were here with better news, the fact is that you and I are sitting here today because this will be your last week of employment at this company.
Why me?
What am I supposed to do now?
Am I supposed to feel better that I'm not the only one losing my job?
This is ridiculous. I have been a fine employee for over 10 years, and this is the way you treat me.
How you sleep at night, man? Huh? How's your family? They sleeping well at night? Electricity still on? Heat still on? Refrigerator full of food? Gas tank full of gas? Going Chuck E. Cheese this weekend or something? Not me. No, my kids, we're not going to do anything.
What do you suggest I tell them?
Perhaps you're underestimating the positive effect that your career transition can have on your children.
The positive effect? Make about 90 grand a year now. Unemployment is what, 250 bucks a week? Is that one of your positive effects? Well, we'll get to be cozier, because I'm not going to be able to pay my mortgage on my house, so maybe we can move into a nice fucking one-bedroom apartment somewhere. And I guess without benefits, I'll be able to hold my daughter as she, you know, suffers from her asthma that I won't be able to afford the medication for.
Well, tests have shown that children under moderate trauma have a tendency to apply themselves academically as a method of coping.
Go fuck yourself. That's what my kids will think.
Your children's admiration is important to you?
Yeah. Yeah, it was.
Well, I doubt they ever admired you, Bob.
Hey, asshole, aren't you supposed to be consoling me?
I'm not a shrink, Bob. I'm a wake-up call. You know why kids love athletes?
Oh, because they screw lingerie models.
No, that's why we love athletes. Kids love athletes because they follow their dreams.
Well, I can't dunk.
No, but you can cook.
What are you talking about?
Your resume says that you minored in French culinary arts. Most students, they work in a fryer at KFC, but you bust tables at Il Picador to support yourself. And then you get out of college, and you come and you work here. How much did they first pay you to give up on your dreams?
27 grand a year.
And when were you going to stop and come back and do what makes you happy?
Good question.
I see guys who work at the same company for their entire lives, guys exactly like you. They clock in, they clock out, and they never have a moment of happiness.
You have an opportunity here, Bob. This is a rebirth. Now, if not for you, do it for your children.
He just waltzes in and cuts in line.
We reserve priority assistance for our Hilton Honors members.
Promotions are great. You should check it out.
Hungry much?
Our business expense allots $40 each for dinner. I plan on grabbing as many miles as I can.
Okay. You got to fill me in on the miles thing. What is that about? Are you talking about, like, frequent flyer miles?
You really want to know?
I'm dying to know.
I don't spend a nickel if I can help it unless it somehow profits my mileage account.
So what are you saving up for, Hawaii? South of France?
It's not like that. The miles are the goal.
That's it? You're saving just to save?
Let's just say that I have a number in mind and I haven't hit it yet.
That's a little abstract. What's the target?
I'd rather not.
Is it a secret target?
It's 10 million miles.
Okay. Isn't 10 million just a number?
Pie's just a number.
Well, we all need a hobby. No, I don't mean to belittle your collection. I get it. It sounds cool.
I'd be the seventh person to do it. More people have walked on the moon.
Did they throw you a parade?
You have lifetime executive status. You get to meet the chief pilot, Maynard Finch.
Wow.
And they put your name on the side of a plane.
Men get such hard-ons from putting their name on stuff. You guys don't grow up. It's like you need to pee on everything.
Oh, now who's stereotyping?
Fear of mortality. It's like, yeah, you're going to die one day.
And why do you suppose that's singular to men?
Probably because you can't have babies.
The baby argument.
If I had that many miles, I would show up at an airport, look at the destination board, pick a place, and go. Okay. Closer. Way closer. Still closer. Closer. Okay. A little left. Okay, down a little. Too far. Up. Up. One more inch. I don't get it. Why does your sister want a fake photo?
My sister is kooky. She thinks this is charming. It's like the gnome thing.
No, I mean, why would your sister want a fake photo in front of the St. Louis airport?
You kidding? Lambert Field? Wright Brothers flew through there. That domed main terminal? It's the first of its kind. It's a precursor from everything from JFK to De Gaulle.
Pretty sweet.
Just take the picture.
Wow, that's a keeper.
Let me see it. Why she wants dozens of reminders of all the places she hasn't been is beyond me, but...
Oh, I'm sure she'll be crushed for having missed this airport.
Look, before Lindbergh could cross the Atlantic, he took off from one of those runways. You ever wonder why they call it the Spirit of St. Louis?
No.
But
one thing, the one thing, preventing this place from being totally fucked in the ass.
Sometimes they just need to vent.
Please, for the love of God, can I fire the next one? Miss Barnes, thank you for joining us.
I'm here to be fired, right?
Well, we're here to talk about your future.
You don't have to sugarcoat it. I get the drill. What are they offering?
Inside the packet, you'll find a clearly worked out severance package.
Give me the bullet points.
It's actually pretty good. 3 months pay, 6 months medical, and a full year of placement services through our company, CTC.
Placement services. That's generous.
Commonly, it takes 1 month of searching for every $10,000 you expect to earn in salary.
So, I could be looking for a while.
Not necessarily.
Don't even sweat it. I'm pretty confident about my plans.
Really?
Yeah. There's this beautiful bridge by my house. I'm gonna go jump off it.
Natalie. Hey. Natalie! People say these things all the time. It's part of the trade.
They do?
Yeah. I mean, they say crazy things that get worked up.
She was really calm.
I think that's a good sign.
So they don't ever actually do it?
No, it's just talk.
How do you know? Do you follow up?
I mean, no, nothing good's going to come of that, but I wouldn't worry about it. This is what we do, Natalie. We take people at their most fragile and we set them adrift. You ready to go back in? All right, let's go. Come on.
Sure, how long this whole exercise is supposed to last. No, I don't even think of him that way. He's old.
I'm not the only one. So long. I'm going to go. I saw the all right with you, but for me then the long delight.
I'm done.
I wasn't expecting this. Not at all.
Just like that?
I'm disappointed that I've given so much of my life. This is not fair.
There are people that are going to be way more qualified than me now.
I don't know what to do when I wake up in the morning. Tomorrow.
You okay?
We go.
This is how I start every day of my life. Now, this is going to be a little difficult, so stay with me. You have a new backpack. Only this time, I want you to fill it with people. Start with casual acquaintances, friends of friends, folks around the office, And then you move into the people that you trust with your most intimate secrets. Your cousins, your aunts, your uncles, your brothers, your sisters, your parents. And finally, your husband, your wife, your boyfriend, your girlfriend. You get them into that backpack. And don't worry, I'm not going to ask you to light it on fire. Feel the weight of that bag. Make no mistake, your relationships are the heaviest components in your life. You feel the straps cutting into your shoulders. All those negotiations and arguments and secrets and compromises. You don't need to carry all that weight. Why don't you set that bag down? Some animals were meant to carry each other, to live symbiotically for a lifetime. Star-crossed lovers, monogamous swans. We are not those animals. The slower we move, the faster we die. We are not swans. We're sharks.
Never?
No.
Ever?
No.
You never want to get married?
Nope.
Never want kids?
Not a chance.
Ever?
Never. Is that so bizarre?
Yes. Yes, it is.
I just don't see the value in it. All right, sell it to me.
What?
Sell me marriage.
Okay, how about love? Stability, somebody you can count on.
How many stable marriages do you know?
Somebody to talk to, someone to spend your life with.
I'm surrounded by people to talk to. I doubt that's going to change.
How about just not dying alone?
Starting when I was 12, we moved each one of my grandparents into a nursing facility. My parents went the same way. Make no mistake, we all die alone. Now, those cult members in San Diego with the Kool-Aid and the sneakers, they didn't die alone. I'm just saying there are options. Oh, fuck.
Brian left me.
Okay, all right. This is Alex, my friend. Natalie.
I should give you both a moment.
No, that's fine. I'm fine. It's a pleasure to meet you.
Maybe we should just all go up to our rooms and freshen up.
Or maybe a drink?
Now you're talking.
He broke up with you over text message?
It's kind of like firing someone over the internet.
A Weasley prick.
Yeah, but what does that make me? Someone who falls for a prick.
We all fall for them. I mean, pricks are spontaneous, they're unpredictable, and they're fun, and then we're surprised when they turn out to be pricks.
I followed him to Omaha.
You did?
I had a job waiting for me in San Francisco when he got an offer from ConAgra. He said we could start a life together. So I followed him.
To Nebraska.
I thought I'd be engaged by now. No offense.
Nothing.
Sorry. When I was 16, I thought by 23, I'd be married, maybe have a kid, corner office by day, entertaining at night. I was supposed to be driving a Grand Cherokee by now.
Yeah, life can underwhelm you that way.
I mean, where did you think you'd be by,
It doesn't work that way.
Well, at a certain point, you stop with the deadline.
It can be a little counterproductive.
I don't want to say anything that's anti-feminist. I really appreciate everything that your generation did for me.
It was our pleasure.
Well done.
But sometimes it feels like
No matter how much success I have, it's not going to matter until I find the right guy.
You really thought this guy was the one?
I could have made it work. He really fit the bill, you know?
The bill?
White collar, college grad. Loves dogs, likes funny movies. 6'1", brown hair, kind eyes. Works in finance, but is outdoorsy, you know, on the weekends. I always imagined you'd have a single syllable name, like Matt or John or Dave. In a perfect world, he drives a 4Runner, and the only thing he loves more than me is his golden lab. And a nice smile. What about you?
I think. You know, honestly, by the time you're 34, all the physical requirements just go out the window. I mean, like, you secretly pray that he'll be taller than you. Not an asshole would be nice. Just someone who enjoys my company, comes from a good family. Because you don't think about that when you're younger. I don't know. Someone who wants kids. Likes kids. Wants kids. Yeah. Healthy enough to play with his kids. Please let him earn more money than I do. You might not understand that now, but believe me, you will one day. Otherwise, that's a recipe for disaster. Hopefully some hair on his head. But, I mean, even that's not a deal breaker these days. A nice smile. Yeah, nice smile. My smile just might do it.
Wow, that was depressing. I should just date women.
Tried it. We're no picnic ourselves.
I don't mind being married to my career. And I don't expect it to hold me in bed as I fall asleep. I just don't want to settle.
You're young. Right now, you see settling as some sort of a failure.
It is, by definition.
Yeah, but by the time someone is right for you, it won't feel like settling. And the only person left to judge you will be the 23-year-old girl with the target on your back.
So what's the plan for the evening?
Well, we're going to hit that party for the tech conference at the hotel.
Oh, I didn't know you could just attend those. I thought you had to be registered.
Well, technically, I don't think it's open to the public.
Stop by.
You're gonna crash it?
Well, you know, they throw a really nice party and they have a good time usually.
No, I get it. I'm in.
Jennifer Chu?
Shit!
That'll be fine.
Give it up for a very special Alpha Tech guest, Young MC.
What's up, Alpha Tech?
Somebody fix the building. All the fellas try to do what those ladies tell us. Get shot down to the overzealous. Play hard to get females and get jealous. Okay, party, go to a party. Girls are dancing, glad to show a body. Just walk by the witch, take a sex job, and they're standing on the wall like you was boy next. Next day's luncheon, high class luncheon. Food is served in your so called luncheon. Music comes on, people start to dance, but then you ate so much, you nearly flicked your pants. Girls are walking, cats are walking. Sit down next to you and start talking. Says she wanna dance because she likes the group. Come on, pass up. Just say yeah. Say oh yeah. Say bust the move. Say bust the move. Let me hear you say yeah.
I want you to have the key to my place.
Wow. I had no idea we were at that point in our relationship.
Oh, yes.
Wow.
Where is she?
Back home, I don't get to act the way I do with you.
That's why I don't have a back home.
I know. You're so cool. Mr. Empty Backpack.
You know about my backpack?
I Googled you.
You did.
It's what us modern girls do when we have a crush.
Does it bother you?
It depends. Is the bag empty because you hate people or because you hate the baggage that they come along?
I don't hate people. I'm not exactly a hermit.
You just don't want to be tied down with that whole responsibility thing?
I don't know what originally sparked the backpack. Probably needed to be alone. Recently, I've been thinking that I needed to empty the backpack before I needed to put back in it.
Fly standby, make a meeting in Cincinnati.
Okay.
Aw, that made you feel cheap.
That's all right. Just leave the money on the dresser.
I'll text you later so we can swap schedules.
Hey. I really like you.
I like you too.
Good. Go catch a plane.
Last night, it was kind of out of hand. I said things. Not actually sure everything that I said. But I didn't want you to think.
You should relax.
It was nice to see you cut loose. Did you wake him up or slip out?
What?
This morning, your new friend. Did you wake him up for an awkward goodbye, or did you just slip out and make him feel like a whore?
I just left.
Protocol's always tricky.
What happened to Alex?
She had to leave town early to get to a meeting.
Too bad. Where's she live?
Chicago.
You gonna go and see her?
I don't really have that kind of relationship. Try right over there. That's right.
What kind of relationship do you have?
You know, casual.
Sounds pretty special.
It works for us.
Don't you think there's a future there?
I never really thought about it. What's going on here?
Really never thought about it?
No.
How can you not think about that? How does it not even cross your mind that you might want a future with someone?
It's simple. You know that moment when you look into somebody's eyes and you can feel them staring into your soul and the whole world goes quiet just for a second?
Yes.
Right, well, I don't.
You're an asshole.
No, look, I'm just dicking around. Come on, give me a hand.
Don't you think it's worth giving her a chance?
A chance to what?
A chance at something real.
Natalie, your definition of real is going to evolve as you get older.
Can you stop condescending for one second, or is that one of the principles of your bullshit philosophy?
Bullshit philosophy?
The isolation, the traveling, is that supposed to be charming?
No, it's simply a life choice.
It's a cocoon of self-banishment.
Wow, big words.
Screw you.
Now, screw you too.
You have set up a way of life that basically makes it impossible for you to have any kind of human connection. And now this woman comes along and somehow runs the gauntlet of your ridiculous life choice and comes out on the other end smiling just so you can call her casual? I need to grow up. You're a 12-year-old.
Oh, the gauntlet. Listen, these Detroit guys can be tough. They've been getting hammered, so you don't get distracted. So you get the simple stuff. You get these packets in their hand, and you get them out the door, okay?
Hey, welcome to Detroit.
What's going on here?
Numbers over the last few days, I thought maybe we should just nut up and give this a try.
We use a little more time.
Well, you gotta leave the nest at some point, huh?
This is a real company, Craig. We're here to do some damage.
I know. It's a good thing we brought our best, okay? Let's stop screwing around.
All right, just give me a minute to prepare and get my things together.
I was thinking that Natalie was gonna take this one.
She's hardly ready for that.
I've been watching her results the last few days. She's great.
This is a whole other animal.
You know, she created it and everything, right? Hey, Natalie? Are you not up for it?
Yeah, I'm game.
That's my girl.
Just remember, don't apologize. Don't tell them how hard this is for you. Today's one of the worst days they're ever going to have in their life. How we feel doesn't even compare.
Got it.
All right, just keep it professional. You'll be fine.
What's all this? What's going on?
Hello, Mr. Samuels. I wish I were here with better news. However, your position here at Wertheimer's is no longer available.
What are you talking about?
You've been let go.
Just like that? Who are you?
My name is Miss Keener, and I'm here today to talk about your options.
And I worked for this company for 17 years, and they sent a fourth grader to can me. What the fuck is this?
It's perfectly normal to be upset. However, the sooner you can tell yourself that greater opportunities are waiting for you.
Greater opportunities? I'm 57 fucking years old.
Anybody who ever built an empire or changed the world sat where you are now. And it's because they sat there that they were able to do it.
There's a packet in front of you. I want you to take some time and review it. All the answers you're looking for are inside those pages. The sooner you trust the process, the sooner the next step of your life will unveil itself. I need you to go back to your office now and start putting together your personal things. Mr. Samuels, that's all we can discuss now. Mr. Samuels. Mr. Samuels. Mr. Samuels.
Take over?
No, I'm all right.
Now, look, we just got here. That's one place. I think we need to try a few more. Maybe it doesn't make a difference, but it's comforting to know that we're in the next room. I know you don't give a shit about me. I think we could try a few more, that's all I'm saying. Fine. All right. Okay. All right. You thought you did a great job. You did. I'm real proud of you.
Thanks.
They're pulling us off the road. We're going home.
Really? For good?
Good job.
Sorry about what I said about Alex. That was out of line.
It's all right. I understand.
I mean, who am I to be doling out relationship advice, right?
No kidding.
Are you going to be okay?
What do you mean?
In Omaha?
Oh. I don't know.
It's better than you think. Where are you going?
I'm grabbing another flight. Something I gotta take care of. I'll see you back at home. Okay, just walk it in a little more. Yeah. Got it.
They're a cute couple.
You think so?
Yeah, they're like cute kids.
How do you like Wisconsin in February?
I like it if you're there. And I know Killer Burger in Milwaukee.
Northern Wisconsin.
What are you doing this weekend?
No.
I haven't.
No, well, you want me to be your date?
Yeah. Yeah.
You mean your sister's wedding?
Well, it's not like I know her that well. Look, I'm not the wedding type, right? But for the first time in my life, I don't want to be that guy alone at a bar. I want a dance partner. I want a plus one. And if you can stomach it, I'd like it to be you. Excuse me. Are you available?
This line's for members of our Matterhorn program.
Hey, Ryan. Hey.
Kara. Hi. Hey, hi. Hi. Alex, this is my sister, Kara.
Hi.
Well, hello. Ryan's told me nothing about you. So you two are dating.
not exactly.
Well, hey, don't worry about it. We're all getting a little old to be calling someone girlfriend. I remember when Mom used to call Jack her boyfriend. God, drove me up the wall. Boyfriends are for kids, right?
So what are you doing at the hotel?
Yeah, okay. Frank and I are trying out a trial separation.
Oh, I'm sorry. So you're not staying at the house?
No, there was a room on hold here, so I thought I'd just take it for the weekend.
So the rehearsal dinner.
Oh yeah, tonight. I'll see you two there.
Nice dig.
There's a packet.
Hey, look who's here.
Oh my god,
Hey.
Hi. Oh, you must be Alec.
Yes, I am. Hi. How are
you? Oh, you are so beautiful. Kara was right. Gosh. You look so grown up.
I do. You're the one that's getting married.
Oh, I know, right? Oh, well, you haven't even seen my ring.
Look at that.
Oh, it's lovely.
Jim designed it. Hey, Jim.
Hey. How's it going?
Hey, I'm Ryan.
Jim, good to meet you.
Alex.
Pleasure.
Pleasure.
Well, thank you guys for coming.
Brother.
That's true. Yeah, that's crazy.
I got the pictures you asked me to get.
Oh, you can just put them right there.
Yeah. Okay. So many of them up there, almost in that room.
I know. It's so great. Everyone just kicked in.
What gave you the idea to do something so
substantial?
Well, Jim has a lot of our nest egg invested in this real estate venture.
Mm-hmm. It's a real estate investment.
Exciting. But we went over our finances and
honeymoon just kind of at this state in the game just doesn't really seem affordable.
So, you know, we just thought just because we can't travel doesn't mean we can't have pictures.
No, I think it's a fabulous idea.
It's a good one.
I mean, the concept is turnkey everything, okay? You buy a maintenance contract when you get the home. You know, we'll whack your weeds, we'll change your light bulbs, furniture. You can bring your own, or else you can pick one of our beautiful packages. Seamless traditionalism, you know, all the perks.
Nice.
And we all need a place to call our own. This is America. This is what we were promised.
It's a nice touch.
What?
Bit at the end about the promise. I like that part.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah.
No. You You still renting that one bedroom?
Nope, I gave it up.
So you own now?
No.
But you're looking?
No, not really.
So you're just good?
I'm good.
Well, that's good.
Can you believe it's tomorrow? How are you going to sleep?
I don't know.
What, do you want some Xanax?
I don't think that's for sleeping.
Yeah. No, I think I'll just have a glass of warm milk. That'll do the trick. Okay.
Bye.
Bye. Hey, there's another box inside.
Oh. I'll grab it.
You sure?
Yeah.
Jim seems like a good guy.
Yeah, isn't he great?
He's going to make a great husband.
Yeah. You know, Julie, I was thinking, you know, with Dad not being here, I was wondering if you had anybody to walk you down the aisle.
Yeah, no, Jim's uncle is going to do it.
He's been really supportive.
He's been great.
Well, that's great. I just wanted to make sure that you wanted you to be covered, that's all. So I should be there, what?
Yeah, the guests are arriving around 5, and mm-hmm. Things get going at 5:30, so around then.
Okay. Oh, I'm going to help you with those. Got it.
None of that was here.
Uh-huh.
This is all new.
Really? Is that all you got?
What?
Give me a boost.
Watch it. Hang on. I took geography in here.
You ever fool around with one of your teachers?
No, did you?
No, not until college.
That's me on the right.
It's kind of hard to tell.
You can tell by the eyebrow.
You play basketball?
I was a point guard. I'm not so surprised.
I didn't even know you were such a jack.
That's me too. My first fight.
How'd it go?
Got my ass kicked. This is where we used to go to make out.
Oh, yes. Yeah, this is very romantic.
Go, go!
I'm really happy I came here.
So am I.
We're having a meltdown here.
What's going on? What happened?
It's Jim. Can you get back here? We need your help.
Okay. Gotta go.
I'll grab your suit.
Thanks.
Jim's got cold feet.
Today?
Yeah, that's how cold feet work.
What do you want me to do?
Talk to him.
You want me to talk to him?
Hey, it's either you or me. You know my track record. I've already struck out once.
I haven't been to bat. I haven't been in the dugout.
Don't you talk for a living? Motivational type stuff?
I tell people how to avoid commitment.
What kind
kind of fucked up message is that?
It's a philosophy.
It's stupid.
It could have helped you.
Ryan, you haven't been around much. Fuck, basically you don't exist to us. I know you want to be there for her. Well, here it is. This is your chance.
Hey, what's up, Ryan?
Jim.
You ever read this before?
Yeah, it's pretty powerful stuff.
Yeah, I'll say.
Kara mentioned that you were having some thoughts.
I don't think I'm going to be able to do this.
And why would you say that today?
Well, last night I was just kind of like laying in bed, and I couldn't get to sleep, so I started thinking about the wedding and the ceremony and about how we're buying a house and moving in together and having a kid and then having another kid and then Christmas and Thanksgiving and spring break and going to football games, and then all of a sudden they're graduating, they're getting jobs, and they're getting married, and, you know, I'm a grandparent, and then I'm retired, I'm losing my hair, I'm getting fat. And then the next thing you know, I'm dead. And I'm just like, I can't stop from thinking, what's the point? I mean, what is the point?
The point?
Yeah, I mean, what am I starting here?
Jim, it's marriage. It's one of the most beautiful things on earth. It's what people aspire to.
Well, you never got married.
That's true.
You never even tried.
Well, it's hard to define try.
I don't know. You seem happier than all my married friends.
Look, Jim, I'm not going to lie to you. Marriage can be a pain in the ass. And you're kind of right. This all is just stuff that leads to your eventual demise.
Yes.
And we're all on running clocks, and they can't be slowed down or paused, and, you know, we all end up in the same place. There's no point.
There is no point. That's what I'm saying.
You know, I'm not normally the guy you would talk to about stuff like this. If you think about it, your favorite memories, the most important moments in your life, were you alone?
No, I guess not.
You come to think of it, last night, the night before your wedding, when all the shit is swirling around in your head, weren't you guys sleeping in separate bedrooms?
Yeah, Julie went back to the apartment, and I was just by myself in the honeymoon suite.
Kind of lonely, huh?
Yeah, it's pretty lonely.
Life's better with company.
Yeah.
Everybody needs a co-pilot.
That was a nice touch.
Thanks.
So, what's the mood like out there?
It's not good.
She's pretty pissed.
She's upset.
What should I do?
Go get her.
I love you so much. You'd be my co-pilot.
Yes.
Welcome home.
I know you'll help us when you're feeling better and we realize that it might not be for a long, long time. But we're willing to wait on you. We believe in everything that you can do if you could only lay down your mind.
When am I going to see you?
I'm just going to have to come visit.
Stuff's settled. You're not going to change on me, are you?
No, same guy. Just one address.
This is your final boarding call for American Airlines flight number 3972 to Chicago.
All right. Call me when you get lonely.
I'm lonely.
Some guy sits down in a conference room somewhere, and our server routes his session to one of our termination engineers.
Termination engineers, really?
Well, I prefer terminators, but it bumps with legal.
Can't imagine why.
They follow a workflow that takes them through anything from a standard dismissal to a violent aggressor.
What do they do now? They practicing?
Well, beta testing, role playing. We go live at the end of the month. Kyle, you're running through the events too quickly. You need to give them time to acknowledge each statement, okay? It's a legal thing. Ryan.
Oh, yeah, more.
Were you looking for signs along the way?
This is ridiculous.
Well, you know, legal is really starting to come hard at the end of this term. Terminal. So
is this road really the only way? Can this road be taken? Taken at all? Can you see by your lonely light of day? Is this road really the only way? Can this road be taken? Taken at all? Can this road be taken? Taken at all?
Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for today's challenge speaker, Mr. Ryan Bingham.
Last year I flew 350,000 miles. The moon is 250. I'd like you to imagine for a second that you're
You're carrying a backpack. I want you to feel the straps on your shoulders. You feel them? I want you to pack it with all the stuff that you have in your life. Start with the little things, the things on shelves and in drawers.
Hey, you forgot to give me your Hertz number one gold card!
So I was in the neighborhood.
Hey, honey, who's at the door?
It's just somebody who's lost.
Alex?
What were you thinking, showing up at my door like that?
I mean, I wanted to see you. I didn't know you had a family. Why wouldn't you tell me that?
Look, I'm sorry I ruined your evening, but, I mean, you could have seriously screwed things up for me. That's my family. That's my real life.
I thought that was a part of your real life.
I thought we signed up for the same thing.
Try and help me understand exactly what it is that you signed up for.
I thought our relationship was perfectly clear. I mean, you are an escape.
You're a break from our normal lives. You're a
parenthesis.
I'm a parenthesis.
I mean, what do you want? Tell me what you want. You don't even know what you want.
I'm a grown-up, okay? So
if you would like to see me again, then give me a call. Okay?
Ladies.
ladies and gentlemen, we have a special announcement to make. Our pilot has just informed me that we are passing over the city of Dubuque, which might not mean much to most of you, but means a lot to one of our flyers today.
Oh, no.
Because he just hit 10 million miles!
Congratulations! Such an amazing accomplishment.
You must be very, very excited.
No! I can just
that seat taken? No. No. You're the youngest yet to hit 10 mil. Don't know where you found the time.
I know.
Oh, yeah. Here you go. Seventh card we've made. Small club. We really appreciate your loyalty.
You know how many times I thought about this moment? Played out the conversation that you and I would have right here.
Really? What did you want to say?
You know, I don't remember.
That's all right. It happened to all of us. Where are you from?
I'm from here. How'd you know it was me?
This is your dedicated line. We reserve them for our most loyal and appreciated flyers.
I'd like to transfer some of my miles. Can I open up an account to Jim and Julie Miller?
Certainly. How many miles would you like to transfer?
How many miles does it take to circle the globe?
We have our around the world tickets. There are 500,000 miles each.
That'd be fine.
Got a second?
I'll call you back.
I didn't laugh at you yesterday. I was trying to get a hold of you all day.
Personal stuff. What's going on?
You remember Karen Barnes? Part of a 30-person reduction a few weeks back in Wichita. Natalie fired her.
Fired dozens of people a day.
She killed herself. Jumped off a bridge.
Fuck.
I need to know if you remember any woman that gave you any signals. Depression.
They're all depressed. We're firing them.
Hey, I need to ask you this stuff, okay?
No, I don't remember anything. You never think that they're...
You don't remember any woman that gave you any signals? Anything at all, Ryan?
No, nothing stands out. Is Natalie all right?
Natalie quit.
She quit?
Text message. Yeah, fucking nice, right? No one's got any manners anymore.
See where she was going.
No. Just a little upset.
I should give her a call.
I need you back in the air. Hey, did you hear what I said? I thought you'd be thrilled about that.
No, oh, fine. What about the video conference?
CTC is going to pause the new media front. You know, they're going to give it some more thought. We are going to get our workforces back in the air doing what they do best, okay?
How long are you sending me out?
We're going to let you sail and sail. You send us a postcard if you ever get there.
So, what happened?
How exactly do you mean?
You graduated top of your class. You seem to have your pick of employment, including right here. Instead, you went to Omaha to fire people for a living?
Challenging work.
I'll say. I can't imagine doing that day in, day out. Not in this climate.
I followed a boy.
Well, I guess everybody does that at one point or another. This guy says I'd be lucky to have you.
To whom it may concern. I can't even count the number of people I've fired in my lifetime. So many that I've actually forgotten what it's like to hire somebody. We've never met, but I know you'd be lucky to have Natalie Keener. My advice? Take her and don't look back. She'll be the best decision you've made in a long time.
Sure hope he's right.
Well, I don't have a lot of hope, and I really don't know when it's going to get better. There's a lot of people unemployed, and I really don't know when there's going to be light at the end of the tunnel.
I can't find much to talk about. Talk about being proud. I'm proud of my kids.
I think the anger comes from the fact that I just wasn't needed anymore.
I would say, you know, without my friends and my family, I wouldn't have made it.
It would have been a lot tougher if I would have had to make it on my own.
When I wake up in the morning and I look over and I see my wife, that gives me the sense of purpose.
It's not all about the money. Money can keep you warm, pays your heating bills, can buy you a blanket, but doesn't keep you as warm as when my husband holds me.
Let me get up. Let me get out. Let me find something. So my kids are my purpose, my family.
Jumping dogs and squealing kids. Their spouses will ask about their day, and tonight they'll sleep. The stars will wheel forth from their daytime hiding places. And one of those lights, slightly brighter than the rest, will be my wingtip passing over.
When life doesn't seem real and you're floating about on your own, life seems uncertain, so you draw the curtain, pretending there's nobody home. Don't do your eyes, look in your eyes, they can't tell lies, though you disguise what you see, your reality. We needed a savior, and by our behavior, the ones that were worth it are gone. But the songbirds are talking, and runners are walking, a prodigal son's coming home. Don't see your eyes, look in his eyes, and they won't tell lies, but if he defies what you see, here is a key. Be yourself. Why don't you be yourself? Come on and be yourself. Why don't you be yourself? Come on and be yourself. Why don't you be
Hi, Jason. My name is Kevin, and I recently lost my job. I wrote this song as sort of a statement about uncertainty and having a certain amount of anxiety about the future. So maybe you can use it in your movie.
I'm up in the air, choices drifting by me everywhere, and I can't find the one that would help me do the work I've left undone, 'cause I'm up in when people ask me what I'm doing with my life, I say it's up in the air. I'm hearing from friends, it's that tired old advice again. You just cannot keep floating all around. Oh, you got to get your feet back on the ground. But it's hard to come down when you're up in the air. Same for me, so I say.